Inside the Disney Vault, this is the podcast where we're going through every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and talking about them. We did that, then we did Pixar, and now we're doing Disney Channel original movies. I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
Yeah, and today on the podcast, oh boy, we've got comedian, filmmaker, Halloween lifestylist, and all-around cool girl, it's Lucy Tomlin Brenner!
Hello!
Halloween lifestylist.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means I will come into your life and I will bring Halloween spirit and interject it where you need it.
That is...
I'll help you put together a costume. I will help you carve a jack-o'-lantern. I will bring you a little black cat.
Amazing.
I love that.
And how fitting to have Luce here in this section of the vault because,
I was going to say
like what I did with
spooky.
It's
beautiful.
It's not quite spooky, though. It's more like whimsical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a whimsy kind of Halloween vibe.
Yeah. What do you see in the what do you see in the podcast?
In the podcast.
I, for one, see a wreath of garlic.
Oh. A wreath of Franklin. Okay.
That's to keep the vampires out. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to hang out on the patio, but we don't need them like inside. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I also love that they get annoyed at garlic, which is to quote the movie.
Yeah. Yes, I see a troll who's doing aerobics.
I see a werewolf man who's doing a really good Austin Powers impression.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's dressed like Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
Blending of genres and decades.
That's right.
I'm all about Halloween for every time period.
Yes.
Luce, what do you see in the vault?
Ooh, I see like a really tall stack of jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all done like very intensely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like by one of those people who somehow it's their job. They make it last all year
the
round.
Oh, the pumpkin masters.
Yes, pumpkin masters.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, obviously we are talking about Halloween Town.
Yay!
Let's talk about some Halloween necessities.
Halloween necessities.
Anyway, there aren't very many. Halloween Town, 1998.
Mm-hmm.
This is like our third movie from 98. I think they pump out these DCOMs. So it was the fourth Disney Channel original movie.
Wait, this was only number four?
Only number four.
Only number four, yeah.
Yep.
And our second Halloween or spooky themed one.
Yeah,
our very first one is Under Wraps.
Yeah, we're already on the second Halloween one.
I would say the Halloween ones are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
Yeah.
So just some fun facts real quick about this movie. We got the mom, Judith Hoag, missed the premiere of Armageddon to film this movie.
What?
That's amazing. That's dedication.
She's like a big time Halloween lover.
And
she was like, this is more who I am.
Yes, this is my passion. Yeah.
I've watched this movie more than I've watched Armageddon.
Oh, I think me too.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell who your people are.
It's either Armageddon or Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's two kinds of people in this world.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Your camp.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek and Star Wars. You can't love both.
Oscar, have you seen Armageddon more than Halloween Town?
Equally.
Oh no, you must choose. You have to choose another. So the kids in the movie were named after the writer's children.
That's a fun fact.
Kimberly J. Brown, who plays Marnie, was only 16 years younger than her on-screen mother.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, Hollywood.
Tell.
Yeah, her mom was like 32 or something. I don't know. I made that age up. But Demi Reynolds descends from the Halloween Town bus, just like Mary Poppins. Which is
I thought there was a lot of Mary Poppins-y stuff.
Yes, because
magic bag too.
Yes, absolutely. And she was considered for the role of Mary Poppins.
So yes.
What? I had no clue.
Oh, no, I really want to know what a Debbie Reynolds Mary Poppins would have been like.
Very different. Very good. Yeah.
Straight up change the script.
Yeah.
Halloween Town is Debbie Reynolds Mary Poppins.
So did Debbie Reynolds demand that she have Mary Poppins qualities because she's never let that grudge go?
Oh my gosh.
No.
Yeah, I love that.
Debbie Reynolds has had like A lot.
No other success. I know.
No. No. I only know her name because of this movie.
She, like, the, one of the biggest things other than Singing in the Rain that Debbie Reynolds is known for is that her husband was taken away from her in Halloween Town.
What?
Right?
That her husband was taken away from her.
From who? Or by who?
Elizabeth. Liam Neeson? What was it? The Hollywood drama of Debbie Reynolds and then what's her face? What is her?
Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah. Wait.
What?
Yes, there is a lot of Hollywood drama. Yes. And Carrie Fisher is her daughter. We know. Yeah. Debbie Reynolds.
So.
And
she doesn't hold grudges. She's a very nice lady.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher.
Oh, that's right. They are.
Buried them together. They had their services at the same church in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Debbie Reynolds is a very nice lady.
Really close.
She had that drama happen. She didn't let it get the best of her.
She took the high road.
Yeah. So she probably took the high road about Mary Poppins.
Yes. Exactly. Saying. Absolutely. Except for the fact that she needed to have a carpet bag that had magical powers.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah. It had to be better than Mary Poppins. Not only is it like infinitely deep, but it follows her. She's like Mary Poppins bag. She had to hold it.
Interesting. Because when we were talking about Mary Poppins, I remember wondering what is Mary Poppins? Because she's not really classified as any type of magical being.
She's a witch.
So I guess she's a witch.
A word that they keep using in Halloween Town, which I really liked, is creatures.
Yeah. You're right.
I love that they keep calling them creatures, even the ones that have like people-esque.
Are humanoid looking. Yeah.
So maybe Mary Poppins is a creature.
Yes.
I think it makes it a little more fun and spooky. Mm-hmm. And like, I love the idea of her taking a skin suit off when she's.
Oh, no.
She's like a creature. Time Lord thing. I don't know what
she's
the difference
nanny,
is.
She's a nanny. That's what she is.
Wow.
Yes. She's a nanny creature.
Magical. Oh, she's super nanny.
She's super nanny.
Anyway, you guys, I feel like I started that tangent and I'm sorry.
I got really into it. Thank you. Thank you, Claire.
So Halloween Town was filmed in St. Helens, Oregon, and every year they decorate the town like the town square because they love the movie so much. Like
that is so cute. It.
I think they have a Halloween Town festival that like some of the stars go to.
And so we talked a little bit about the cast. We got Debbie Reynolds as Aggie or Agatha Cromwell. Kimberly J. Brown is Marnie Piper. Didn't know their last name.
Yeah.
Judith Hogue is Gwen Piper. Joey Zimmerman is Dylan Piper. Emily Roski is Sophie Piper. Philip Van Dyke as Luke. Robin Thomas as Calabar. Judith M. Ford as Harriet. And then there's a lot of, creature. Kenneth Joy, sales creature, aka cool. Elvis, broom salesman.
I have a lot to say about that.
There's a lot happening.
Sure.
Luke is also the voice of one of the voices of Hey Arnold.
Luke is the troll?
Hot boy?
Yes. Okay. Oh, interesting.
With a cool vest.
And the dorky brother has been in a bunch of stuff. Yeah. This is another example of all of these Disney
he was in Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge,
He was in the high school Halloween Town High, although very much aged.
Ooh.
Yeah, very square.
He has
jaw.
A love interest in that movie.
Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I feel like we saw his little kid face.
Yeah, he's been around. Yeah. I definitely was like, oh yes, I've seen this guy before.
But that's what we talked about in another one, is that if you look like a nerd, as a kid, you get more roles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in the late 90s when like bullying and being a nerd was the thing.
It was hot.
That dichotomy there, that relationship where people kept bullying everybody.
If you had that square jawline like Val from Brink, you were a bully. Yes. You're going to be a bully. And if you had glasses, you're a nerd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was one or the other. You were either a nerd or a bully.
Yeah. You know what I like? Well, this is another Halloween Disney movie, Hocus Pocus, where the main guy comes in from California who is clearly hot, but like still is bullied, which I think is an interesting flip on the classic tale.
Yeah, they're making fun of him for being from L.A., which is cool, everybody.
Hollywood. Yeah, but not on the East Coast. Cool. The East Coast fucking hates Los Angeles. Yeah,
they don't stand for it.
Hollywood.
Have you guys seen Halloween Town before?
Yes, I saw it when it aired. I was
really?
I was like 14, and so it was like right when it came out, it was like it was a little too young for me, but not totally crazy to watch it. And I've always loved Halloween. So I was like, yeah, I was like plugged into any Halloween thing that would happen. And I liked some horror movies, but I not like the next year, I think I would have seen Sixth Sense and Blair Witch Project, yeah. Mm. But I wasn't watching like hardcore, like really fucked up movies yet. Right. And so this I still liked, yeah, it was like a transitional.
Yeah.
Nice like transition. I still liked, I mean, I like Hocus Pocus now, but that was still kind of where I was at thematic wise.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I had also watched it, but then also I watch it almost every single year. For Halloween.
Same. Yeah.
Yes, I still watch it also.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hit at the right time, though.
Yeah. I saw it when it aired. I think I've seen it at least a couple times a year since it aired. And yeah. It's just one of those things. It's on.
It's a comforting. It's a comforting movie.
It's fun.
Grandma Aggie.
And Oscar. It's a great comfort. Never seen this.
Never seen it. This is my first time watching Halloween Town.
All of these.
That's why it's tied with Armageddon. I was like, how many times have you watched Armageddon?
Oh, that's what you got. Yeah, I'm a huge Armageddon.
You're one of the
head.
Few with the Criterion Armageddon.
Is it Criterion?
Yeah, it's like their big misstep.
Oh, yikes. Oh, gosh. What a mistake. And yes, I do own Armageddon on both VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. Both. Yes, on all of them.
Wow.
So, Luce, what is your association to Disney?
I think the same as a lot of people. Like, I saw all of the movies that came out in the 90s in the theater. I liked them okay. I actually, as a little kid, I was really scared of, like, Ursula and Jafar. Mm. And I didn't really like, and I got really scared of the Sleeping Beauty.
Maleficent.
Yes, yeah. I thought Fantasia was scary. I was, like, a very gentle child. all of that was, like, so much. And I ended up not, I liked the, like, animals. Like, Fox and the Hound, uh-huh. Great Mouse Detective. I got really into those. Mm-hmm. And then I flipped over to all live action, like 1960s. I was obsessed.
Haley
you're Mills.
You're a rare breed.
I was thinking about it because I was like, oh, yeah, it's funny because I haven't been on before. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not really a Disney person. Mm. I don't really like any of the animated ones. Then I was like, wait, I love a ton of Disney films, but I forget about them. So it's like, I love That Darn Cat.
Yes.
Parent Trap, Pollyanna. Old Yeller.
Pollyanna's so sad.
I used to watch Pollyanna like once a week as a kid.
She falls out of a tree and then is paralyzed.
Yeah, and everybody acts like she's gonna die because she broke her legs.
Is that also the same the Nine Lives of Thomasina? Is that
Yes, okay, I love that one.
That one's also sad, right?
Real creepy.
They're all kind of sad.
Scary.
You know, Old Yeller's a real ball
cast.
Wait, you know which one is not sad though? That Darn Cat is very fun.
I love
and
that.
And then, have you guys ever seen Cat from Outer Space?
No.
No.
Oh my God! Did I trump the Disney Vault?
Yeah, I, like, fucking we have stumped not gone you guys. To that part.
No.
Have you seen?
I don't think so.
Okay, I have it on tape.
Outer Space.
Maybe we could have hosts like we could do like a crossover episode like you need to see this, which is my film podcast.
Oh my God, we do need to see
because
it.
I have it on tape and I have a VHS player, working
I'm
one.
Sure, it's on Disney Plus.
Oh right, but if you really want to see it the way it was meant to be seen with all the grain and fuzz,
yeah.
My sweet modern friends. I'm sure it's on Disney Plus.
What is VHS?
But it might not be because there are a lot of holes on Disney Plus.
Oh, really? I assume they just like pushed everything on there.
No.
Wow, rude.
The very first DCOM wasn't on it.
They don't have the
awful. Well, Cat from I'm angry.
Well, we have a source for Cat from Outer Space though, which is
it's really good. It's a cat that it's like the thing that they do in Up with the dog who can talk because of the thing. They do that, but back in the 60s with the cat.
Wow.
And he's like, you can call me Steve. Like, it's like alien cat.
Excuse me?
I think his name is like Steve or something.
There's nothing better than an animal.
It's
a human name.
Plus.
It is on Disney Plus.
Okay. A physicist tries to help an alien cat
to have you guys over.
After it crash lands on Earth.
No
so whenever you guys get into you go back, you do all the ones, the original movies, you can come back through.
Yes, we can enter the live action vault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's some really wild stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Fun
RIP.
One.
It'll be very fun.
So that's my, I think that's what I love, the Disney stuff that I love the most is like all the old ones.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah. I liked that one.
They have a tree.
Dr. Doolittle.
Oh my God. Dr. Doolittle, I was obsessed with. And I was in a Dr. Doolittle play as a kid.
Who did you play?
like a child. He's like, please help my bird.
Oh, the child part. Ooh, there, like, seminal character.
I feel like if you do theater from like age 5 until 10, you're just like, hello, help me. I'm a child.
in a group off. Of children for some reason. Yeah. And like that part's not even in the show. They just had to have just kids like created standing it. Around. I was a background flower in a pit of mud.
I played the mud.
Do That'd be a dope role to play.
Want to talk about Halloween tales?
Let's jump in.
Sure. Nah, let's not do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Halloween Town
starts on Halloween.
Opens up on a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Big ol'.
I love
pumpkin.
That because I felt like it. I don't know if it was a nod to Halloween, but it made me think of my favorite movie.
Oh,
Halloween.
The movie Halloween. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Which also opens on a pumpkin.
Yeah, you're right.
And is very similar. Has almost the same opening, except for that the it's more like da 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 da. Halloween is like da 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 da.
The music in this movie is bizarre.
It's by Mark Mother's Baugh from Devo.
Oh
no.
Yes, he does the music.
Lucy, no.
Yes, it's my favorite part about this movie.
What?
Really? It's like Devo does the score.
No, that's very funny because I think it's fun. It's like got a really fun, like upbeat, whimsical vibe. But then in certain parts, the underscoring does not match what's happening. And this was the first time I'd noticed that. No, there was a part got really dramatic.
You didn't notice that in You Lucky Dog? Because that was all over the place in You Lucky Dog. And Brink. I mean, it is.
Definitely did that.
Truly, it's a decom thing. I mean,
like,
staple.
They didn't write the music to the movie. They just, like, wrote music and were like, this is probably the vibe of the movie.
It's like they wrote music and then they hit shuffle on the. On the player, and they were just like, okay, that's the song.
I think they had the music be really uppity because it's a Disney Channel and they didn't want it to be too scary.
Right. Up tempo. Uppity makes it sound like it's like
attitude.
This is the snobbiest score I've ever heard. Is this score going to Yale? Jesus, stop talking about its score.
I thought it was pretty uppity. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, like, for instance, the part, no spoilers, well, actually, no spoiler, when Benny turns evil and he's like attacking the child, it's still like, like underneath that part, which is really dramatic.
It's fun.
You got to go back and watch. It's
it was
it's
hard to
funny.
Tell at because they're like the dark thing is inside
I
of
think
him.
It's,
but I'm like,
it was more like a.
That's what Benny was playing on the cab radio, so like couldn't have been changed.
So it's Halloween night. The Cromwell kids cannot go trick or treat.
Yeah, Marnie's really trying to go to a Halloween party, and her friends are there, and they're like, "But Marnie really loves Halloween."
Such an embarrassing moment having friends in the house, and then you have to be yelled at in front of your friends.
Yes, she called them. She invited them over. She's like, "Let's go on Halloween. You come meet me at my house."
You know, she said that if you're here, my mom can't say no.
Yes. And her mom's just like,
and it backfired.
It backfired hard.
I have no idea what time it's supposed to be right now because apparently it's like very dark. Mm-hmm. Everyone's full on trick or treating, but they have not had dinner yet.
But it gets dark at like 4 or 5.
I guess that's true.
They're probably, it's like trick or treating usually starts at like 6:30.
Yeah, and then it ends at 8.
So maybe they're gonna eat at like 7.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the feeling that it was the beginning of Halloween.
Yeah. That was the only thing in this movie I didn't believe is that it was dinner time.
Wow. Wait. Yeah. So my question is, they weren't giving out candy either.
No.
Like they were just like
they were lights out. They were like a do not come to this house.
They're that one house on the block where you're like, ugh. So late.
We could see them inside.
Yeah, they're eating. Like, come on. And no, people go knock on the door and no one answers. And I'm like,
well, and I think the kids in the movie are like, skip that house. No one answers.
They did like ADR to fluff it up.
Like, the house sucks. They don't believe in Halloween.
Yeah. But then
if they would have gotten egged. That would have been so great. What? So I don't understand though, because like, if the mom can come and go, and it seems like the grandmother comes and goes every Halloween, what is her not going out on Halloween night accomplishing? They never really came around and addressed why she wasn't allowed to go trick-or-treating.
I think it's because the mom is so anti-Halloween.
She doesn't want her kids to get any kind of sense that they're witches.
Yeah. She doesn't want to encourage it. And grandma can just only
like maybe
come
like a Carrie moment,
Halloween.
You know what I mean? Because we sort of get that with Sophie.
Right. Yeah. So that if you're even exposed to skeletons and like fake monsters,
My powers are getting stronger.
Yeah.
Too stimulating.
Look at this autumn leaf. I can lift a bus.
Yeah. No, that's the way we get here. Yeah. Wait, please. Yeah. I'm losing control.
So mom keeps insisting there's some things about Halloween that Marnie just doesn't understand.
Halloween's like, and then Marnie's like, Halloween is cool.
Oh, yeah. I wrote it down. Oh, yes, because I wrote it down because I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
Because the brother is like, Halloween's dumb. And she like... whips around in a way that I feel like I also would have done at age 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, Halloween is cool, nature boy. Yeah. Which is also a sick burn.
I mean,
it's exciting, strange, and ancient.
It's so, it's got nothing but 90s tude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Marnie is so talk to the hand.
Yeah. And Marnie's just chock full in her performance. She really just.
Yeah,
that scenery is. I'm just food for her. She's chewing the scenery. Holy crap!
Yeah, she went to like the local school of acting in her town for sure.
I was like, girl, you pronouncing every vowel in that word like
Halloween is cool.
Halloween is cool.
Okay.
So Sophie keeps saying that she senses that someone's coming.
Yeah. And Grandma shows up with her bag.
And she shows up with her little bag, her Mary Poppins bag.
Costumes and decorations and candy for everyone.
But like weird wooden carved skeletons and things. Not your classic skeletons. Looks like she went and traveled the world and caught like relics of other cultures' Halloween.
Also, I am bummed that like she couldn't bother to bring like a good candy. Like it was all like old person hard candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you couldn't even have like a fake Reese's in there.
They couldn't get the labels on for the movie.
Yeah, of course.
Or
yeah.
just like even like generic M&M's not in a bag.
Well, in this world,
a hit of them.
Yeah.
So Marnie's like, Mom.
Getting buzz all over them.
Yeah, ew. Marnie's like, Mom, please like be cool. Don't fight with Grandma this time. Because Grandma comes once a year on Halloween.
And they
She immediately puts a pentacle necklace on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
She's like, rad, a pentagram.
She's like, whoa. Rad, I know all about all these things because I love Halloween.
Yeah,
get
but
it?
It's like very basic sort of like, ooh, the Egyptian eye, hieroglyphic. It's like, okay. This is
technically not a hieroglyphic, well, you exactly. idiot.
And also grandma's like,
not as smart as you think you are.
Yeah.
The grandma's like, you know what these things are, do you?
You must get A's in class.
In
more like C's.
Yeah. I get the A's.
Which I was like, yeah, of course she gets C's if she thinks that's a hieroglyphic.
Yeah, it's like, this makes sense. This tracks.
Yeah. So it's Marnie's 13th Halloween. And mm-hmm. grandma keeps saying, you know, how is she supposed to complete her training?
Yeah.
So Marnie knows about Lon Chaney. Wow. And she has deja vu all the time and weird stuff happens.
Yeah. And we get a sense of it with Sophie's like, says, I want a cookie. I wish I had that cookie. Oh, yeah.
And then the cookie starts floating.
And the real mom is like, Matilda. Yoink, let me take it.
And then she puts it in her mouth.
Yeah. She would have just as easily slipped it into a pocket.
Yeah. I don't know why she had to put it in her mouth.
I know. I'm just being dramatic.
It's because she doesn't want to ruin the cookie by putting it in your pocket. You get lint on it. If you eat it,
she grew
a pocket full of crumbs.
Yes. Also, she wanted an excuse to eat that cookie.
Yeah. yeah. She was doing the Lucy and Ethel version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're like, we just got to eat it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's funnier in the mouth than in the pocket. That's what I always say. Yeah. That's comedy.
Put it in the why put it in the pocket when you put it in the mouth? The mouth is the pocket of the body.
What?
We need to that's a quote. That's my tattoo time.
The mouth.
It's that clear quote.
The pocket of the body.
Uh-huh. So Gwen wants to stay there and Aggie wants them to move in with her in her house, in her town, back home. And so grandma
but she's describing it back home and the little boy thinks it's Cleveland.
Oh, does he?
Which is she's like, yeah, there's like lots of interesting people. There's always stuff to do. And he's like, is it Cleveland? And I like scream barked because that's where I'm
from. Yeah, that's where you're from.
And I was like, what?
Is he right about Cleveland?
Yeah. I mean, not really in 98, but like... Now they're having a renaissance.
Ooh,
for sure. I think cool. Halloween Town, Cleveland, Equa.
Ah,
yeah,
see.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if one of the writers was like from Ohio or
probably.
Like, was their town that they're in supposed to be somewhere else in Ohio? I just think it's very funny that they picked that.
Yeah. Probably. Very
specific. What's the funniest city to name?
Cleveland.
So they have dinner and there's a lot of back and forth. And then mom's like, okay, you can go tell them a story, but then you got to go.
And she tells them a story of Halloween Town with like a picture book.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's basically like showing them what her town actually looks like.
Mm-hmm. And they're like monsters. Yeah, and it has
a witch flying, and they're like, Marnie, that looks like you. Mm-hmm. It does look like me.
And the little one keeps saying how ugly a lot of them are, and Grandma says sometimes the ugliest monsters turn out to be the nicest.
Yeah,
which to me was like, okay, are we trying to force a moral of this story here?
Maybe because the flip of it is the hot dude of the town is not to be trusted. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Yes. So Marnie's in the book. And something evil is happening in Halloween Town. We find out because mom and grandma are talking after dinner. And grandma says, no, I didn't come to convince you to teach Marnie to be a witch. I came because I need your help, because I need your magic.
The more they're like the strongest witches. Yeah. Also, this family.
The Cromwells, yeah.
The Cromwells.
I like when she's like, you know, it's better to keep the chicken back on the bone. And she turns into a chicken.
Right. Yeah. And then Marnie sees that and is like, oh, shit. I'm a witch, which makes sense, because it's like, oh, now, and normally people would be like shocked, right? But she's like all in. She's like, yes, this is my calling.
That's the proof I needed.
She's having deja vu.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
The witchiest thing that can happen to you.
So she hears that convo and they follow. So Dylan and Marnie follow Grandma back to the bus and they sneak on the bus, but don't want Grandma to know they're there because they don't want to have
to go
home.
Sophie comes though too.
Yeah.
She stows away. And these monsters on the bus are like talking about their experiences. Oh, we get a Jerry Springer reference.
Yeah, very 98.
Well, it's just like they're all kind of talking about how like they walk around on Halloween because it's the only time that they can go back to Earth and not be like questioned.
Yeah.
And they're like, everyone thought I was normal.
Yeah, no one's scared of them anymore. Yeah.
Which is interesting because to me, I'm like, well, do they go to Earth, whatever dimension this place is, to scare people? Because no one is scaring anyone in Halloween Town. Everyone is like scary,
but that's
I guess.
Basic.
I think they're just, I don't know. I think they want to be normal, and so they're walking around the only time that it is normal.
But in Halloween Town, they are
like
normal.
Sort of deep seated hostility that they have toward mortals. Because the mortals supposedly kicked them out.
Yeah, there's like a time they all lived together.
Yeah, so like maybe they do want to go scare people to make up for that.
But guess what? People are watching Jerry Springer, so they're not fazed.
No, Jerry Springer is much worse than Halloween Town as far as crazy
and
kooky.
There's like two camps. It's like politics. There's the one side that's okay with living on their own and they come to Halloween once a year. And then there's the town, the side that's like angry and want to get back at the humans.
Yes. Yeah.
The Calabar.
And we see that when they land back on they land back to Halloween Town and then they're like, ooh, cool, exploring. And then Agatha runs into her friend named
Harriet,
and Harriet's like, oh, I stayed because I was like, you know, helping the headless, not homeless.
The headless. It was funny because she made muffins and then she forgot.
Can't eat them. She's a very sweet creature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very sweet idiot.
We don't know what she is.
It's right. You said it. You said headless. Like, stay home, Harriet.
Yeah,
You're not helping anybody.
She couldn't figure out the bus schedule.
Yeah.
She ended up volunteering.
So does the bus only go back on Halloween? Yes. I was confused about
once a year. Yeah.
Okay.
But the timelines are different. So.
Oh, right.
They try to explain.
The time in Halloween Town is like longer. So like a day in Halloween Town is maybe like an hour in Earth time.
Or 2 weeks if they're on vacation.
That's right. Yeah.
Very
hard to
nail down.
I think the point is just like, oh, we have as much time as we need.
Yeah.
We don't have to explain.
Like the writer's not making a choice.
This is convenient for plot's sake.
Yeah. So,
anybody looking at the time?
So they land. Yeah, we see Harriet. So, if we find Sophie was there too. She stowed away on the bus.
Yeah.
And then immediately she goes, ooh, it's the bad thing. And like points to, is it the pumpkin?
The pumpkin.
The pumpkin is
not happy.
Not like in the book. The book, it's all happy. And then this is when they meet the mayor, Calabar. Who's all nice and he tries to give Sophie a lollipop from his ear. And she's like, oh, gross.
Because she can sense things. Yeah. She truly does have the sixth sense.
Yeah, she does.
I feel like she's younger and she hasn't had it like ironed out of her. Like,
also, she's so smarmy.
He keeps calling her Soapy.
Yeah.
Which isn't
like
a name.
Bit.
It's rude. It's condescending.
It's like
rude.
A strange bit, but I guess it starts because he has the thing in his ear. So he like, quote, can't hear her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still.
But also he finds out that they're what's her face? His daughter. Yeah. Children.
Oh, Gwen. And he's like, Gwen. Ooh, Gwen.
Children. And we can tell that they have a past.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like, we're just trying to see our grandma. And they're like, oh, well, here's the cab. And it's Benny.
Oh, yeah. That's where Benny shows up.
Benny, the animatronic skeleton guy.
Cab driver. Dude.
And he's got lots of puns. He's got lots of jokes. He's just eating a Filet-O-Fish.
Is that one of his jokes?
Yeah. It was just like, and he had bones, fish bones.
So he's just a fun guy. They he takes them to grandma's house.
Oh, yeah. He's like, grandma's house over the river and through the woods. Just kidding. It's actually two blocks down past the movie theater.
And then when they get there, it's locked. But Sophie magics them in. But Marnie kind of keeps taking credit, being like, I'm a witch. I opened the gate.
Yeah.
But Sophie said she wished that the lock would turn to a frog.
And it did.
And it did.
You know, there's something, I mean, I've never seen this movie before, so there was a part of me that I was like, oh, is the twist that Sophie's actually the only witch in this family? And then, like, the story becomes about Marnie having to realize that she's not special.
Oh, my God.
Which I'm like, that would be interesting.
Yeah, wow. Very, you know? Dark.
I think it's the, you have, your powers are the strongest when you're a kid, and then because Marnie hasn't learned how to control her powers, they're kind of disappearing.
Yeah. I think also, like, Agatha very clearly laid down the rules in the scene that we will see later with the broom. She's like, magic works, witches like wish for something and all you have to do is want it.
Something. All you do is wish for something and then let yourself have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Sophie's doing a lot of the brain work. Yeah. Because Sophie's like very hung up on spells.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That she hasn't researched. She just thinks if you lightly soft it's the same as
manifesting, basically. It's like you got to have an intention and the feeling. And
Marnie is all about the fluff. She thinks that it's all about spells or whatever. And then really what magic is just wanting something in all
the feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't even have to say anything.
No.
It's just about that feeling and the intention.
It's the magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they go inside. And of course, grandma's cooking up something. She used her microwave and it has the
bubble toil and trouble.
Double. Oh, yeah. Two toils and a trouble because it's double.
No. Yeah. Bubble.
Right? Bubble.
They just have two bubbles. Bubble, toil, and trouble. But they just have bubble, toil, trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the microwave. Funny. I rewound it because I was like, wait, it's missing something. And then
But it's what's funny is because she does that and then she's like, something's coming, which is also from the same because it's some wicked.
Something wicked this way comes.
Yeah.
Fun reference.
Yeah, I thought that was like a very cute. I wanted more of that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like I thought that was very clever and very like it was a felt very improv-y to me that like if you're in a witch world, what else would be here?
Yeah.
Apply witch things to the modern world. And they only did that like twice. I felt like a wasted opportunity.
Mm. I think that's why I like later in this movie when we get to see the whole town because I like movies that do world building.
Same, yeah.
Like I love Zootopia because we get to see Zootopia. Mm-hmm. So I like Halloween Town because there's a point where you do get to see all the different shops and all the different, so I like that aspect of it.
I think especially I wanted that part to be longer.
Yeah, especially with a movie called Halloween Town.
Yeah,
you gotta show me the town.
Show me that town.
What are you doing?
When they're out and they go past the theater and she's like, we got a great movie here. It's a Wonderful Death.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay, so in this world, they're all like macabre versions of movies that we like. Okay, cool.
I liked that a lot. And I'm like, what is that like? Like, Faces of Death is the, that's like their heartwarming movie.
That's their Christmas.
It is funny because like you said, like no one has that kind of attitude. They're all very upbeat and cheerful.
Yeah, they're extremely cheerful. It doesn't have the like Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, exactly.
Like, we're going to scare you.
Also, the other thing too about Halloween Town, the thing that I couldn't get over that was really bothering me is that it wasn't everyone was a monster. There was literally people in Halloween Town dressed as a punk rocker from the 80s.
Yeah.
A princess.
Yeah, there's
an
like a fairy.
Egyptian person. It's like, okay, so this is not even like monsters. These are people in costumes.
Oh, okay, not only that, but there are dogs and cats, and then there are real dogs.
Yes, and real, yes. I mean, yes.
I was wondering if it's like the things you wear as costumes, that those are like real people.
Yeah, exactly.
They just live like that.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, which is like, okay.
Well, then that fits into the creatures. They're all creatures.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and like I think that happens in a subsequent one of these where yeah. whatever you're wearing, you can become the real version of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say it did. What bugged me is that a lot of the like demon, they love masks in this movie.
Oh,
it
that's
was
all
just
they
like,
use.
Yeah, they just went to the actual yeah. Halloween town in Burbank and bought like all the masks. And then it would be like a demon in a suit.
Yes.
And like everyone
I think
was just like,
fun,
really? Yeah. I don't like fantasy things where it's like, even in this fantasy world, they have to dress up like we do here yeah. and go to work. Like, that's a shitty fantasy. Like, they're still like pushing paper for the man.
Yeah. I think that's funny. I'd be like, what if a werewolf had a barbershop? That's fun.
I like that. I think it's just, I don't know, business demon bummed yeah. me out.
But that demon
bit.
Really wanted to be a business.
You know what we say? It's still a capitalist society.
Well, no, that actually kind of does.
Halloween.
So basically, Harriet, we see Harriet again. She's turned into like a beast version of herself. She's like
the
real
evil thing is
quote oh, evil, yeah. which just sort of means slow-mo, and she kind of growls.
Yeah. That
and
was then so,
she had a Buffy vampire face.
Yeah. But
yes, yeah. yes, yes. And so the movie theater is closed, and Aggie tells Calabar about Harriet, and he says, just
yeah.
leave it alone. Leave it alone for 2 days.
They decide they have to go into town to get the ingredients because the
microwave
yeah
yeah the instant
recipe,
no good
yeah that was a funny
instant
joke.
Mix didn't work
yeah
so this is where Marnie finds the brooms and we get that Elvis broom salesman
oh I love
which is exactly what you're talking about where he has a skeleton face but he's dressed in like an electric blue
vest and tie,
which is not really like an Elvis.
Oh, it's not
an
Elvis.
And a checkerboard.
Yeah.
Yes, it drove me crazy because I was like, why is he talking
like
Elvis but not
exactly.
dressed like Elvis?
It was a weird, it reminded me of, for those of you listening that don't yet understand how much I love the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. There's
what?
The
how could they not know this by now?
Oh no, they do know okay. because I talk
this
about it all the time.
This whole season will just yeah. be you revealing how much you love the Power Rangers.
But there's another show around that time that I hate so much. That's like the Counter Power Rangers, which is the Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the reason why I hate that show is because they weirdly had a monster that was like Elvis or whatever, and that reminded it just was very triggering to me how much I hated Beetleborgs, and I was like, oh god, this is an arbitrary Elvis zombie for no reason.
Yeah, and
I hated it.
I would maybe buy that like Elvis in this world is selling fancy brooms because
yeah.
he loves cars.
Yeah.
So like maybe it would track that he would then be a broom salesman. But why not go all out?
Yeah.
I think yeah. This guy, this actor was supposed to do like cheesy car salesman, but his version of that was Elvis.
I know.
Because I always got car salesman, but then I get how you're seeing Elvis.
Oh.
I mean, he definitely was like, hello there, little ladies. Like,
yeah,
he did like a hard yeah. Elvis.
Yeah, but I think that was just that actor's choice.
Yeah, it seems yeah. like people were making some big choices and they weren't.
That's true for the whole
thing.
It was like they had 7 days of shooting and then somebody's like, I'm going to try it. And they're like, oh, no, we can't go back. Oh, keep going.
I think the director was just like the nicest person and couldn't say no to anyone's weird choices.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I guess.
It's a weird world we've never seen before. Just try it. Go for it. Make a choice.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
But then this is when she flies off on her new broom. We also meet the new guy.
Luke,
the troll guy who had a nose
he shows up.
Hot
he's the quote unquote big cheese. And
big
he's like
cheese.
Really hard time hitting on Marnie.
Yeah.
And she's not into it.
No.
He's not cute though, guys. I need us to talk about how this is the hot
I thought
uh-oh.
He was cute.
Yeah, I had a crush on him.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
I guess I'm more of a whatever the guy was in Hocus Pocus. That was like,
oh, yeah.
They're pretty similar in type.
This guy had kind of a flat face that I wasn't really digging.
Oh, I think he's cute.
Yeah, I did.
Fair enough. I liked him. I liked the way he really looked.
You liked his big nose.
Big ears.
What's crazy is in Halloween Town 2, his troll version of himself looks very different.
He's like a different color. Isn't he blue or something?
Yeah,
he's like blue and his nose is a different shape. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why are we supposed to think it's the same
person?
And
I thought him and Marnie were MFEO, but...
Well, I guess to be continued.
MFAO?
MFEO.
I don't know. I feel like that was pretty tacked on at the end. Really? There was no indicator that it's like, you like this guy? Really? What was it?
Because of what? Yeah. No, shared trauma?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He was, sorry, like trauma bonding.
It's a trap. Like, it's a trap.
What? You liked me? It's like, Marnie, you knew that and you shut him down so hard. Marnie. Anyway. Whatever.
But also, so, he could have just been like, I don't know.
They find you just have a crush on him.
Fly the room out. And all you have to do is want something and let yourself have it. Yeah. And then, mom's here.
She's like, get down from
We're
there.
Busted. Yeah. Mom tells Marnie she's not a witch. There's so much more involved than she understands. Yeah. The bus is going to take him back. And then we meet this funny little bus attendant.
It's like
conjoined twin man.
Right, hopped up on people. Espresso.
And like straight up, it doesn't look good. I could see the arm of the other one like wrapping around the other guy.
I know. It's like if they had what? Like they're like, here's the horse, and it's just like the two people in like the cloth horse costume.
I kind of like how it feels very homemade. Yeah, everything feels like
it's very TV.
Okay, you're right. It's like they went to the Halloween store. They were like, let's see, what do we got? What do we got? Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, we'll make this work. A giant cardigan. Yeah, that'll work. I was not happy with that.
Oh my gosh, Oscar, that's so rude. That is a lump on his back, not an arm.
They're conjoined hunchbacks, okay?
Yes.
They're just really good friends that won't let go of each other. That's it.
Yeah.
But the spooky thing, codependency.
Yeah.
So they say that
they're the physical embodiment of codependency.
Oh no.
So they say the bus is going to take a while, several hours, engine trouble. We don't really know what's up. Yeah, that bus was fine like a minute ago.
So she has to go talk to the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Who they knew as kids. They were sweethearts until she went off with a human man.
Who we don't really get to know.
No, we never
find out. He's dead, like all Disney movies.
Yeah.
Dead dad.
The only thing we know is that it bums her out to talk about.
Yes, of course, naturally.
Yeah, because if she's only, 28? Like, they haven't had that much time together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so sad.
I guess as young as the last child's, like, 6 or something, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Dang. But he's like, I don't know what's happening with the bus, but I gotta go because this like pushpin lady comes in. She's fun.
She is fun. She does some weird like, what does she do? She's just like, I don't remember. I think I'm confusing her with a character from a different movie. I'm confusing her with a character. Oh, that's what it is, from Little Monsters. You guys know the Fred Savage movie? Oh, my God.
That's a fun one, too.
Very fun. But yeah, she's like the pincushion lady, right? Yeah. She's got a little announcement for him. And he's like, ooh, gotta go do something not sketchy.
Yeah.
Totally not devious. Dark or evil.
Oh, wait. I do have to mention he does pull out a flower for her because that becomes useful in Halloween Town 2.
Oh, really? Good. Set
Fred
it up early.
I love it.
Yeah. Good to know for me.
You know, at one point, the little boy, the like brother does not believe.
Yes.
Like this whole time. He doesn't believe.
He's
having a dream. He's pointing out everything and saying they all look like animatronics from Disneyland.
Yes. A nice plug, there.
Synergy. Yeah.
Synergy. Yes.
Yeah.
Upward synergy motion. What's it called?
What?
Vertical integration.
Stop being such a business lady. I already said I hate that. Take off your suit already, Claire. This is a light
God.
Chill
I'll
hang.
Loosen my tie at least. Yeah. Anyway,
such
so
a corporate
while this
person.
Is happening, Luke runs into Agatha. That's and he's right. Like, "Come with me. The big scary man wants to meet with you." And she's
Shadow
like,
Man.
Yeah,
I think
Shadow Man. Yeah. Big
That's
scary
cool
man.
Name. Shadow Man.
Shadow Man wants to meet with you, and she's like, "Whatever, fine."
Yes, so she's like, no creature scares me.
Yeah.
I'm a Cromwell.
So she goes to the movie theater.
That's why it's closed. Yeah. Because this is like his haunting hang.
Did it just close? Because when the way she said it, it sounded like it had just recently closed in the last couple of days.
Well, also time is weird.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, true.
Yeah, really.
We don't know.
And when it comes to time, Claire, why are we asking this question? We all
I'm like,
know
I know I was
is...
confused about what time it was for dinner, so I'm not even going to ask about what time it
you
is.
You hung
in
up
Halloween
on the
town.
Wrong things, Claire.
Yeah. wrong dimension.
I really love this scene. This might be my favorite scene in the movie.
So, yeah. Okay, so Luce, break it down for me. What is going on at this point? Is this an alternate dimension to the shadow world, which the Shadow Man is a part of?
That's what I am wondering too, because we don't know who he is at this point, but we walk into this movie theater. It's a really cool old movie palace with like the red velvet seats and carpets and like grand curtains. And the theater reminded me a lot of Day of the Dead, maybe, or Dawn of the Dead, where they have all of the like corpses essentially scattered throughout the movie theater. And it's really, I think this part's like pretty scary. And it's like people
that music.
Yeah. Get some synth in there, damn it. So, and then there's various bodies in various states of decompose, and there's lots of cobwebs.
Yes,
and then
I did like that.
Head witch Cromwell notices that Harriet is there, but she's like not as decomposed, but she still has like Buffy vampire face. And Luke is like, come on out, she's here or whatever. And the movie screen is this like otherworld tunnel. Yeah. And he just like has a big cape. He kind of looks like a Halloween decoration. Like the one you'd hang by the door that like when you walk past is just like, oh, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
So he comes out through the movie screen, which I think is very cool. And he's got a cape and it's got like a creepy zombie head. And he kind of just shouts at her and it's just like, give me the talisman.
Yes. No. Yes. No.
Yeah. He's spooky looking, but he doesn't really cast the like
there's no power there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, well, it feels very much like when Voldemort's in the back of Quibble's head.
Yes.
Yeah. We find out that he can't leave the movie theater. He has to be in the shadows.
But is it because he doesn't have enough? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then, okay, we'll come back around.
Yeah, we'll come back
later.
Around.
I have questions.
So he's the people are like his army, and he has them on hold.
Yeah, so they're not dead. They're just like zonked out.
Yeah, and he needs Merlin's talisman to go through.
Because Merlin's talisman is the only thing that can stop him. So he wants it, so no one can use it.
Right.
And then that's when he starts attacking her, and Luke's like, wait, no, you said you weren't going to hurt her.
Yeah, I just let her in here to watch.
She's like, I just wanted to be hot.
Yeah. And then that's when the rest of them come into the movie theater to save the day, but then it's too late.
They're too slow. They really don't have a good... They're rusty from living in the Earth universe.
That's right. Yeah, mom tries to do a spell. She says powers. It comes out flowers.
Yeah.
Mom and grandma get frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the kids escape and they open the door and the sunlight comes in and he's like, oh.
That's when Ronnie's like, he's scared of the light.
That's when I was thinking to just open the door. Right?
You would think so, yeah. There's I definitely was just like, prop the door open.
prop open all the doors. Just while you're doing the other thing.
Right.
But then this short movie would have been legitimately very short.
Yeah.
It'd be half an hour long.
That's true. So they're like, we found a thing that will kill him, but instead let's do this other thing that we know will kill him.
Yeah.
And they go to find all the
They continue doing what they planned on doing earlier with their grandma, which is going to town to buy all the ingredients
and
for them.
Like Marnie has such blind confidence. It's pretty great. Like,
yeah, I feel like she's 13.
It's funny because Sophie's like so worried. She's like, don't worry, I'm gonna save them because I'm your big sister. Now let's go find some vampire blood. But it's like, what?
Sophie's already like, okay, I've already got a plan over here.
Yeah, exactly. Like Sophie, Sophie's the true hero of this movie, I think.
Yeah.
Just because her patience alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the things they need, hair of a werewolf.
Yeah. Sweat of a ghost, and then the vampire's tooth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's
they
very,
go to the...
It's very into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cape is red as blood, the hair is yellow as blood.
They go to the barbershop first,
that's
which
right.
is funny, because then Marnie's like, I want an internship or whatever, and she's trying
classic
to...
Classic child thing
to
say.
Yeah, she's like bugging him while he's whatever.
This is their werewolf that kind of has the Michael J. Fox.
I really
and
the behind the scenes.
Very Austin Powers.
And does the Austin Powers impression.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, I remember the behind the scenes of this, they interviewed that actor and I don't really remember what he said, but I think he was very proud of his Austin Powers vibe that he had in this role.
They're like, this will never age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin Powers is forever.
I'm sure he was also like the Elvis dude where he was like, this is good. This is a good choice,
they had, like,
right?
Each monster do an impersonation and they're like, we'll throw it in.
It was like they chose from three wheels. They were like, character, accent, impersonation, go.
Yeah. But they managed to distract him with like a blowtorch that's supposed to be, I guess, like a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked that. Yeah, that was a fun detail.
Because that's like a world building thing, where it's like in this world, their hairdryer is a blowtorch.
That was I think the strongest throughout the movie was each time they did that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they managed to get the back of his hair, and he's like, it's a good look. And then they.
Yeah, which I'm like, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a chunk out of your hair. Yeah. Okay. I know you have to be confident.
It's like, yeah. Right. I don't care what dimension you live in. It's a bad look. It's a
bad. But he still looks good from the front, and that's all that matters.
So we go to get the sweat of a ghost
at the gym. This is funny because a cat is leading like a jazzercise class, and she's really mean to the dogs.
So weird.
Which I was really hoping they were calling cattercise, but they never said it.
Oh, they probably did.
That's what I wanted it to be.
Yeah. And then there's like a sweat box and a ghost in there, and they're like, how does a ghost sweat? And then
that's how.
Does.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the ghost was that they made him translucent, which with pretty good CGI.
Yeah.
But then when they get close to his face, you see that they also painted his face.
Yeah.
Like, he was wearing pancake makeup also. Because like, they weren't sure. Yeah.
If probably. Like, they're like, we what if just
that ghost was wearing a lot of foundation and when so he it done? Fits his character.
Yeah, he was an actor, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh. He had a backseat. Again, layers. He had a backstory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a ghost. It was a ghost who was an actor.
Yeah.
Does that mean that everyone who dies gets to go to Halloween Town? If you have unfinished business?
Yeah. No, only if you're wearing a costume.
Oh, okay, great.
When you die, that's when you go to Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Because that punk rocker.
You have to die at Halloween. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well. You could die at any time of the year, but you have to be in a full costume. Okay.
And
so,
but it does need to line up with the Halloween timeline.
So
Earth time has to line up with one of the times where there's a portal to Halloween time. Right.
The only thing sad about this is that, like, in the afterlife, you still want to get fit.
Seriously. It's the same thing with going to work.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do it. Just watch.
We're
it's
holding
a wonderful
on to
death
these
every day.
Say we're holding on to that.
In life, in death, in Halloween Town, I want to never go to work.
Well, so they get the sweat.
Yeah, and he gets to be skinny because he sweated all of them.
Very clearly a different
I don't
person.
Yeah, they made that effort to have a totally different actor, but not anyone that had a similar face.
It was very
bone
funny.
Structure was all off.
Hey, it's just a gag. It's just a gag.
It didn't make any sense to me because it was like, why did that guy needed to be distracted at all? It didn't matter. She was going to, she pulled
jar. Think she was making him sweat because he was getting really mad.
Oh, she turned the heat way up.
Yeah, distracting while they
that
turn the heat
That hurts my
up.
Brain so much.
Makes
God.
Sense to an 8-year-old Rachel who's watching.
Yeah, she turned the heat up and then they had to sneak the drop of sweat because he wouldn't allow that probably. Because
she
you can't
did
just
it.
Ask
she held it to his
sweat.
Face.
Yeah, his everything.
And
was
he didn't stop.
In,
yeah,
like
he was locked in.
She's locked in. It's timed.
What?
And he was calling for an attendant. Attendant.
I will say I did like that actor who played the ghost.
Yeah.
He was the delivery was very odd. Ooh, to me.
It's hotter than Hades.
Yeah, everything's right.
Really
go find your mummy.
I was just like, what is this?
And then the last one is the dentist.
Yeah, vampire.
Vampire. Oh, where you could clearly see
the black
tooth.
<black
dude. laughs>
That
the whole thing with
her
accent is so bizarre.
She's trying to sound like a Dracula.
Slightly Romanian. Yeah.
She's trying to sound so like truly not the worst actor
honestly,
of the movie.
Honestly, though, this one's the saddest one because it's so quick and you don't get to see the rest of the doctor's office.
And do you think he is the Tooth Fairy? Because I love that.
I want
to
see
I wanted him
wings.
To have wings. Yeah. I was real mad about that, too.
Yes, I am the
I think
Tooth Fairy.
They really went all out with the barber and the gym and then they were
like, we don't have time
we
for
don't
a
have
Tooth
time.
Fairy
We only
like
have
black the
20
tooth
more
out,
minutes.
Get that thing in a tray. Yeah. We got to go.
Yeah. I know. I want to see the what's on the cutting room floor of this movie, right?
Yeah.
There's like a lot of great deleted scenes. Maybe they're like.
It's 5 hours in the Tooth Fairy dentist's office. Yeah. 5 full
just
hours.
Taking different patients. Yeah. I love that. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah. So they have all the ingredients. So they go home to make it and then they put it into the talisman and they're like, what do we do now? And that's
but remember, first Benny shows up and he's evil. And Sophie's like, don't get in there. It's the bad thing.
The
and
darkness.
This is where he grabs
then
Dylan
sick,
by the shirt
right.
and pulls him into the car. And the music's like, do,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Sophie, the hero.
The hero.
Of the movie,
I know. The
goes
true
to
star.
Get the dog that's living in Halloween Town goes, sick him, boy.
That dog was on a leash connected to a pole. And she just
let
him
go.
And then it runs away.
We're
and
a monster.
Like, oh,
that
no. I was really hoping that like magic would help that dog get home again.
It will. Halloween Town can't
be that. It's a small town, you know.
So yeah, Marnie can't remember the spell, but Sophie can. Mm-hmm. And it's over here. They have it. Yeah. Bay tiki ma, bay tiki fear, bay tiki ain. Ladeth me thumb nod beat.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to just be repeating spells. Yeah. Who knows what could happen, Claire?
Oh my God, I could be creating that potion.
Yeah.
The glow potion. Ooh, maybe I just made a light bulb. So they did it.
Well, they do it unsuccessfully at first, but then they're like, remember, we got to want it.
Right.
And then they do it so exactly then they do the it. Same.
I love that yep, the first exactly time they do it.
The same. That exactly is what the they same say about manifestation. It's yeah about the feeling.
Yeah.
Can't just
you
say
can't
it
see a feeling, you know?
You feel it. Like yeah you feel how you feel when it's going to be lit. And you're like, oh, this is going to be great.
Just yeah like acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You can't see it.
You got to so put it in.
Marnie cloaks up and she's like, I got to put this thing in the pumpkin. Yeah. And she just tries to go to cross town square, but Luke stops her and he's like, hey, it's a trap. And she's like, I'm not gonna listen to you, zit monker.
Then he helps her.
Yeah, because he likes yeah her. Yeah. And then also he feels bad because he okay, so I I love him.
You're pro Luke. I get
I
it
love him.
Defending her boyfriend.
Yeah. He only did it because he made him he helped out the guy because he wanted to look good
for Martin. Well, no, because no, he did it before.
He just wanted to look good because he felt really insecure. And mm-hmm then when he realized it was actually hurting people, that's when he was like, you know what? I got to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a lesson in vanity.
Yeah.
True.
Like, yeah, you can't ever make a deal with an evil person.
True.
Even if they're helping you, it's all for evil ends.
It's yeah true.
Hollywood. No, just
and so this is when we finally realize, like, uh-oh, the big bad is
Shadow Man is Caliban.
It's the mayor. Because mm-hmm he just randomly shows up and, like, for no reason at all, is this his moment?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I don't understand why suddenly he's outside. That's my question.
Exactly, especially because he was like scared of the light to be in plain daylight.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was nighttime.
You know what? I don't know. This is hurting my yeah brain. So let's push past
like
this moment.
I need the talisman. And he's like announcing himself in front of the city square. He's like, we need a chance to return to the days of glory and end exile of the mortal world.
Yeah, and that's when he's like, I'm looking for the young Cromwell. Oh, there you are.
Yes. Oh, like, but Luke puts on the grandmother's yes cloak.
And he attacks him. And then Luke's like, fooled ya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as that's happening, we see Marnie has pushed the jack-o'-lantern open and is putting the...
Struggling to get inside of it.
I mean, come on. It's
put
so frustrating.
Put a little heat on it, Marnie.
It's like, Marnie, get it together.
I know your body is growing and you're not used to it yet, but like, get it together.
It's because when they get the talisman, they try to go to the mom and grandma to wake them up, but it doesn't work. And then they're like, oh, in the
part
mortal
is
world.
So funny because yeah they're just like oh, yeah shaking yeah at them.
They're like, mortal see, mortal do. What do mortals do on Halloween? They put the candle
yeah
in
mortals
the
see, yeah mortals
I did like that connection yeah a yeah lot. I thought that was fun. It does drive me crazy that what is clearly a wand is being called a talisman. Oh. The talisman is like
yes
a little, it's
you're, that's a
coin,
good point. Yeah.
Like it's
that's
a really token, good point.
Or like something. Yeah.
And this is like, I don't know. They probably could buy it at Disney like on Ice.
You know, research bubble department really, yeah, exactly.
They really,
here's
really,
like
really.
Here's a pitch for, it's a scepter. Here's a pitch for like, I don't know, an Imagineer with Rachel. They should come out with a bubble wand during Halloween time. That's a talisman.
Ooh.
That's mm-hmm good merch.
And then the music that plays is do 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 do.
Yeah.
Classic Halloween.
That'd be
Halloween
very yeah
music.
Yeah. So they trick Cal, and then Mom and Grandma finally come back to life.
Yeah, because Marnie is able to get it into the thing.
Okay, this is another big question here, because they confront Calabar, but now Calabar is going off on the fact that he did all this because Gwen yeah left.
Yeah.
And
oh,
she chose
God
a human, but he had no idea that she was going to come back and be a part of all this.
Yeah,
so
but
was it
was
all to like kill her?
Yeah,
like,
no, it was to get back.
It was just convenient.
It was to get back because she left him for humans, so he wanted to get back at the humans.
Classic. Yeah. He didn't even have a good plan. He
yeah,
wasn't their
it was
leader.
Bad.
He's
it
just
was
an
just
abusive
a,
ex-boyfriend.
Yeah,
he was just lashing out, and then he's like, "Oh, and now that your kids are here, that's great because
yeah
I'll also kill them.
Now I can kill them."
So he gets the talisman and he laughs about it, and he's like, "I'm going to be the ruler of both worlds," and that's
then,
when they all join hands.
Yeah, and even what's his face?
Well,
little
Dylan's
brother.
Little
Dylan
hands
has
got
little sparkly
zaps
fingers.
Oh yeah,
he's
he
got
thinks
powers
it's a Rory Borealis.
For someone who claims he's so fucking smart, you know that's not where the Aurora Borealis is, you moron.
Your fingers.
Hey, Aurora, but Borealis to an 8-year-old kid, makes sense.
Yeah. The Aurora Borealis.
He just means it's beautiful.
Located in your kitchen this time of day.
So Marnie calls Calabar chocolate bar sick burn. Right?
Sick burn.
I understand it.
I didn't like
Dylan reluctantly joins in and they're able to defeat Calabar. I believe Aggie says hallelujah. And then Mom's right. There's a lot about Halloween Town that Marnie didn't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's when they're
also
like,
Mom apologizes for not trusting Marnie to be able to handle business.
And that's when Mom's like, hey, Mom, do you want to come back with us and train Marnie? And then the grandma's like, sure, I'll leave my house for I don't know how long.
Yeah, I don't,
she's like, sure, I don't need to go back for anything. I've got this bag.
Yeah.
That's a magic bag.
Also, this is when Aggie's like, Luke, come on, we have a job for you. And it's like, dot, 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 dot.
Drive the bus.
Bus driver.
Oh, wait, but we didn't get Luke's little monologue about he wanted to be handsome. And even when he was good looking, he didn't have a chance of getting a date with Marnie.
With me? Now I'm
like, wow, you guys, we really just shoved that in there.
Yeah.
And then I had this wallet chain and everything. International sign of the bad boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like, I knew it from the moment I saw it.
I mean, I love it. No.
It's that side smirk thing.
Yeah.
So Aggie goes with him. No luggage.
And scene.
End of movie.
And end of Halloween Town.
Not the end, though.
Not the end, because there's more. There's more story there.
Three more movies.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do each of them?
Yes.
We're going through the vault, baby.
Right, so you can't skip anything in the vault. You're
no,
not
we're
like,
going
oh,
why would we want to skip?
Oh, chronologically is fun. What?
Why would you want to skip?
I don't know. I watched part of a Halloween Town High today, and it was rough.
I like it.
Sure. Again, well, they take their skin off in it in a way that I thought was very cool. The monsters, when they try to fit in at Halloween Town, they have to put human costumes on. And then there's a part when they get to be monsters and they take the skin off. And I thought it was a cool effect.
Spoiler!
Oh my God, that's I'm just way more high tech than this.
Oh, yeah. You could tell that it was like, what, 8 years later that they made it or something?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They upgraded. Yeah. The internet, they could order offline.
That's
just,
true.
Just
yeah.
The local stores.
I'm just getting people hyped to come back for Halloween Town High.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm excited.
But now that we finished Halloween Town, what's your moral of the story? Your takeaway?
All you need to do is want something and then let yourself have it.
Mine is Halloween is cool.
As Halloween is great, don't trust men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. My takeaway is, just...
Save up a budget.
I don't know. I don't know what the moral of this movie is. Do better.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Let's cast ourselves. Wow. Who would we play in Halloween Town?
Oscar, you're the ghost.
The fat ghost?
You
sure.
You said you liked that ghost.
Yeah, he was nice. I mean, I probably wouldn't, you know, I'm not obsessed with losing weight, so
I feel like you'd be like the cab driver, like Benny.
Oh yeah, Benny.
Yeah, yeah, you've got darkness and light in you.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. I like that. Yeah.
Funny, just constantly like ripping jokes.
Most of them bad, some good.
Luce, you're Agatha Cromwell.
Oh, wow. Highest compliment. Okay, you know what? I was practicing what we learned in this movie, and I was wishing and I was hoping.
You
oh,
did. Yeah. Agatha Cromwell. You wanted something, and then you let yourself have it.
Yeah.
Because you're also the most witchy.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I am. I did wear a sweater today that has the eye, the all-seeing eye.
Ooh.
It's not the eye of Horus, but it's like it has the Illuminati symbol on it.
Ooh.
I specifically dressed up for this experience.
Thank you
so
much.
So
love it.
You're welcome.
I
love
like
a theme.
That.
You know?
Totally. You got to be on theme, on brand.
Claire, you would be Marnie.
Oh, brother.
Oh, no.
You would be Marnie.
Oh, bruh.
And Rachel would be Sophie.
Soapy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. All right, let's rate it.
Okay.
Out of five.
Pumpkins?
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins. Talismans and pumpkins.
Talismans and pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. How many? Talisman inside of a pumpkin.
That's it. Yeah, okay. How many of that would you rate Halloween
time? I'll go first because I don't care what you think. I'm just kidding.
Wow. No, everyone here loves each other.
I give this a 5. I love this movie so much.
So, okay. I love it. It's very near and dear. I watch a lot, but I know it's not a great film. And so I love film. It. I'm going to give it a 4.
The idea that it could.
Oh, 4. I mean, I do like it a lot, but I can't forgive it some of its strangenesses. Mm.
I love the strangenesses.
I do like that they're there, but they're fun. Strange.
I know that. Yeah. For me, it's like, I know that this is a treasured and beloved movie. For a lot of people who have nostalgic feelings for it, I do not.
Yeah, you
have
never
those.
Saw it, so you can see it so like for exactly what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. As an adult who's like obsessed with horror, Halloween, I think just the title promised me something and did not deliver on any account, like any counts whatsoever.
You went to Halloween Town.
I think I wanted like a sort of darker take on it, I guess, and it just was not in any way, shape, or form. The saving grace of this movie is, I think, Sophie was cool and Debbie Reynolds, of course, legend.
Love her.
So this is getting 2 for me. Mm-hmm. What about you, Luce?
So I love it for Halloween effects. I got 5 because mm-hmm. There's so much Halloween.
Dense.
I felt like
yeah.
everywhere
yeah.
you mm-hmm. looked, like the set deck was on
yeah.
point. You know, costuming, 3. I wanted more commitment to a crazy world than the masks and everything. And a story's a hard one. And I enjoyed rewatching and revisiting it as an adult. I don't think I watch it every year. I probably haven't seen it in years. But I had a hard time paying attention because I didn't feel like the writing was paying attention. So
exactly,
I was like,
yeah.
When I start to not know what's going on, I start to like look at other things mm-hmm. and think. And then I'm like, well, if I was doing this movie, and then I've rewritten a script in my head.
Yeah.
So I get really distracted. So 5 on Halloween, 1 on story, 2-3 on design. I'm gonna give it like a 2.5.
Great.
It's
That's
in the
very
middle.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The middle. Well, we'll see how it progresses from there for
yeah.
Halloween.
For me, it's only going. It can only go up from here.
Where's the Zebulon girl of the next century?
That's the next one.
Oh,
Zebulon.
I couldn't remember.
Zebulon, the girl from the 20s.
Now show me that.
Luce, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can people find you on the internet?
Oh yeah, well, on the internet, everywhere, mostly at LTB Comedy. On Instagram and Twitter. Do not look me up on Facebook, you psychopaths. Twitter and Instagram only. My short horror comedy is out in festivals right now. It's called Messed Up. And if you send me a nice message, maybe I'll send you a passworded a secret version of it.
Ooh. And then your podcast.
Oh, yeah. You need to see this. It's my movie podcast. So if you think I have good movie insight, oh boy, you sit back because lots of I like to get deep on critiques on it, and it's all about like hidden gems, movies that we think people haven't seen that they need to see. So that comes out once a week. Find it where all good
Fantastic.
Podcasts are served.
A lot of Luce content out there.
Yeah, look, guys, I love you. I love comedy. I love Halloween. Love movies.
Content. We love getting that content up.
Yes.
Do you guys want to get on some of these broomsticks?
Oh,
here?
Heck yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Take
that's
a
rat. Really.
Oh, yes. A
broomstick. Off to Halloween
Oh, it's that car salesman.
He's a car salesman.
Just a thanks. Honko, sorry.
<It's okay.
laughs>
Thanks for visiting my vault.
Yeah. thank you so much again for being a guest on the vault.
Thank you for having me. This is a dream come true.
Oh my gosh.
So much fun. I would not have rewatched this if it wasn't for you guys.
Yay.
It was very fun.
It's on Disney Plus.
A 5 on the fun scale.
Yeah. Love it.
I'll say that.
And we've only got about 8 more months until Halloween. So
yes.
Maybe and 9 until we can watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It'll start in September
8
probably.
Months, 7 months. 7 more months until you can watch this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And guys, thanks so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Luce.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. We just want to give you a quick update on our next week's episode because our movie is Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Yay. That is a long title.
That's right. And they only get longer.
Do they?
Zoom.
Maybe. Actually, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, they get longer because they add lyrics. to the title.
Okay, well, let me guess
what
the
are the
plot.
Subsequent ones?
It's okay. About a girl who's an alien.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's from the future?
Uh-huh.
She's from the 21st century.
And that's it. The
that's
end.
All it's about.
Yeah, it's a 10-minute, it's a short film.
Yeah, it's a short decom, but yeah. You know, they still count it.
Yeah.
So I take it you haven't seen it before.
Never. I've never seen a single decom
before.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, watch it on Disney Plus and check out the episode next week.
It's a beloved film as far as I can gather, and I'm excited.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.